That's Katrina and the Waves and a Walking on Sunshine on Wickham Sound. Now, every week at about 10:45 normally, we bring you the Empty Shelf update from the One Can Trust. And you also might know as well, because we've mentioned it quite a lot of times this week, that it happens to be Volunteers Week. And I'm delighted to say that the two things are sort of colliding now, because I'm very delighted to welcome into the studio somebody who works as a volunteer for the One Can Trust, who is Rebecca. And not only does Rebecca help out with the One Can Trust, she is also a Girl Guide leader, and she has brought four of her brownies with her today. And they have prepared a little speech and what they are all going to say. So, Rebecca, I'm going to hand it over to you, first of all, to take it away.
Hello, I'm Rebecca Lewis. I'm the leader of the Second Marlow Bottom Brownies. We're here to talk to you about the Summer Holiday Countdown Calendar, which our brownie unit started last year to help the One Can Trust get enough food to stop local families from going hungry during the summer holidays. I've brought along four brownies to help me. Girls, can you introduce yourselves, please?
My name's Zoe and I'm 10.
My name's Charlie and I'm 9.
My name's Charlotte and I'm also 10.
My name's Brooke and I'm 9.
So, girls, when you joined the brownies, you made a promise to help other people. Now, lots of Bob's listeners won't have heard the brownie promise, so can you say it for them, please?
I promise that I will do my best to be true to myself and develop my beliefs, to serve the Queen and my community, to help other people and to keep the Brownie Guide law.
So in the Brownies, we take helping the community very seriously. And last year, we went on a tour of the One Can Trust Food Bank, and we learned about how the food bank gives out more than 400 parcels every month to families in Wickham and Marlow and the surrounding area. And the parcels go to people who are struggling to put food on the table for all sorts of reasons, like ill health or unemployment or benefit sanctions. And we learned about how it's particularly hard for these families to get enough food during the summer holidays. Zoe, can you explain why, please?
During term time, lots of children get a hot meal at school at lunchtime. But during the holidays, school meals are not available. For lots of families, summer means hunger, not holidays.
So the Brownies thought this was really unfair, and they came up with the idea of the Summer Holiday Countdown Calendar to help the One Can Trust get enough food to feed local families during the summer holidays. So it was a huge success last year. We got more than 30 schools and churches and youth groups taking part, and we filled up the food bank until the autumn. And this year we're hoping the Countdown Calendar will be even bigger, because we've got the support of two local festivals, Love Marlow and Rock Bottom, and local companies such as Intel High Wycombe. Charlie, can you explain how the Summer Holiday Countdown Calendar works, please?
You can download the Summer Holiday Countdown Calendar poster from One Can Trust website. You put aside a bag for life, and from the first day of July to the last day of term, you put a food item or a £1 coin in the bag and tick off the days on the poster.
It's basically a fun way of encouraging people to collect for the food bank while getting really excited about the summer holidays. Girls, can you tell the listeners the kinds of food that the One Can Trust needs in the Summer Holiday Countdown Calendars, please?
Well, some of the foods that they accept are tinned fish, tinned ham, rice and pasta sauce.
Tinned meat meals, reduced salt corned beef and tinned potatoes.
You can also put in tinned fruit, long life milk, jams and spreads.
Toothpaste and toothbrushes, shampoo and shower gel.
So, it's non-perishable food items and toiletries, and we need really a lot of. By the end of term, you'll have a nice big bag of food to donate to the One Can Trust. The Food Bank's warehouse in Duke Street, High Wycombe, will be open on Saturday the 20th July between 10 and 1, and Wednesday the 24th of July, that's the last day of term, from 10 till 4 to receive your donations. You can take the donations to the Food Bank yourselves, or if you think your school or company or brownie group or organisation will have more than about 10 bags of food, then please email me, that's guidingrebeccalewis@gmail.com. It's all on the One Can Trust website, and I can organise for a volunteer to come and pick them up for you.
Thank you very much for listening to us to us talk about the Summer Holiday Countdown Calendar.
That was absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for that. That was so well rehearsed as well. And I don't think you put a word wrong. So I'm very, very impressed. Rebecca, just then tell us a little bit more. So I love the idea about the countdown calendar. So basically, it's like an advent calendar that's sort of counting down to the end of the school holidays.
Yeah. So I'm a teacher and I know how the summer term drags. And
yeah,
it just feels like it's going on and on forever. And
would you agree with that, girls?
Yes.
And when you get to the end, you're so excited about the holiday. So we thought, can we combine that feeling with the feeling of collecting for the food bank?
Yeah.
And so that's why we're doing it. And last year, particularly some of the teachers who did it in reception classes, they found that the children got a lot out of it, just in terms of the counting, the days, and thinking about the different types of food that you can put in the calendars.
So there's a lot going on there. So there's a bit of maths going on there. There's learning about helping others, and also just the excitement of the counting down to holidays, and being able to actually judge that rather than just sort of saying every day, oh, when are we breaking up from school? Actually, you can see it in the way that you can when you've got an advent calendar.
Yeah, and some of the Marlow schools are really getting on board with it. So we've got pickups going already to Marlow Church of England Infant School and Great Marlow School and Spinfield, and I know a lot of the Wickham schools are doing the same thing. We're really lucky. We've got Intel High Wickham, who are providing loads of volunteers to drive around schools and pick everything up. So yeah, if you think you're going to get more than about 10 bags of food, we will get a volunteer to you on the last day of term.
Fantastic. And don't worry, I will go back through all of the details again, just in case people haven't got all of those down. One slightly obvious question is girls, why aren't you at school today?
Well, we wanted to come on the radio because we think it's really important to collect for the One Can Trust.
That is a very good answer. I like that answer a lot, that yes, it was more important to come on the radio than school. And school was all right with that, were they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't mind. Okay, well, that's really good. Another obvious question. So do you get anything for doing this? So is there a radio badge or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Oh, there should be a radio badge. Rebecca, I'm going to have to come up with a radio badge for you.
That would be brilliant. Thank you very much.
Definitely. We need to come up with some sort of badge type effort, just so that you can say that you've been on Wickham Sound. So we will see what we can do about that. And I'm assuming that you told everybody that you were going to be on, all of your friends.
Yeah.
So if you want to give a quick shout out to your friends, just say hello to your friends.
Hi.
That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you all so much for coming in. So thank you to Zoe, to Charlie, to Charlotte, and to Brooke, and to Rebecca as well. Many, many thanks for coming in today and appearing on Wickham Sound.
Thanks very much for having us.
Thank you.
That's quite all right. Thank you very much.
Love music, love talk, love Wickham Sound.